Now tonight I want to deal with one particular formulation of the way. It's not among those already mentioned. In fact, it isn't very well known at all. It's mentioned only once in the Buddhist scriptures, and it has been unfortunately ignored throughout the whole history of Buddhism in the East. Attention was first drawn to this formulation of the way in modern times by Mrs. Rhys Davids, that great Pali scholar, and then by Dr. Benimodha Bora, a very great Indian Buddhist scholar. And I have, as many of you know, made considerable use of this formulation in the course of my own teaching. And it is indeed of the first importance. It's the formula of what we call the 12 positive nidanas or links. And this particular formula of the 12 positive nidanas or links illustrates the spiral as opposed to the cyclical type of conditionality. The cyclical type of conditionality is illustrated by the wheel of life, particularly by the outermost circle of the wheel of life, which is divided into 12 segments, representing the 12 nidanas or links of the chain of conditioned as opposed to unconditioned existence. Now, I've selected the formula of the 12 positive nidanas or links. I've selected it for a definite reason. I've selected it because it brings up very clearly the fact that Buddhism is essentially a path, a way, in fact, the path of the higher evolution. I'm going to deal with each link, each nidana, in turn, paying more attention to the earlier than to the later links. The later links cover much the same ground that we shall be covering next week in the lecture on stream entry, the point of no return. But before we begin, before we start on these 12 links, just a word of warning. Figures of speech, metaphors, similes, these are very useful things. They often throw a flood of light. But we mustn't take them too literally, we mustn't press them too logically, or try to work them out too logically. This can be misleading. We speak, for instance, of following the path. But we mustn't, therefore, fall into the trap of thinking that we ourselves are one thing, the follower of the path. The path is something distinct upon which we are treading. This is not so. This is not correct. We ourselves are the path, potentially. We must develop the path within ourselves. This is the advantage of the metaphor of the lotuses, the plants, because it makes it clear that it is our own growth, our own development with which we are concerned, not with travelling over a path, the stages of which change, while we ourselves remain unchanged. It isn't like that, but we ourselves change as that path is followed. Following the path means changing ourselves, means growing ourselves, like the lotus, like the plant. Now for the links. Each link represents, of course, a successively higher stage of spiritual development or stage of higher evolution, and each link, each succeeding link, arises in dependence on the preceding one, grows out of it, as it were, as the leaf grows out of the stem, as the flower grows out of the leaf, and so on.